Welcome to her first 3 years. From breakdowns to blunders, learn what worked and what didn't. I'm your host, Sharday, and whether you're a new entrepreneur or you're just starting something new, this is your space to learn and feel a little less alone. I'll see you inside. You see everyone on Instagram using Facebook ads, now LinkedIn, there's always something. And it gets to be very frustrating when it's not working for you on social media, especially if you don't enjoy it. And that was completely me. When I say I really tried on Instagram, I really tried to the point where I was doing videos every vacation. I was having my then boyfriend, now husband, follow me with a camera to do different things for fitness stuff. It's amazing when I think about it, how much time and energy I invested in social media for how little I got back. And I know this is not the case for everyone. There are some incredible experts out there who will tell you a different way. But if you want to know how to get clients that do not require this, I'm going to show you how. So what I'm going to do with you in this episode is share 3 ways to get clients that require 0 social media at all. Now, if you want even more ways, I have a huge free 58-page guide with 17 ideas to get clients without ads or Instagram. You can get that on the Her First 3 Years website. But why would you want to not just rely on it? So there's 3 big reasons. One is diversification. It is always a good idea to have multiple ways to get clients in case one of them dries up or doesn't work. And we see this again and again every time the algorithm changes on Instagram. Every time. It's also very helpful for you to do this so that you have a direct line of communication with your potential clients. And then lastly, if you go beyond just social media, you have a bigger, wider audience. There are people who might not be on Instagram all the time. There are people who might not be on it at all or who stops using it. And these are people that still might be amazing clients for you to have, but how do you get them? So let's talk about those ways. Now, as we go into this, I first want you to imagine this because it's going to bring it all into perspective. Imagine that you are building a house on sand. You always wanted that beach view. It looks so beautiful. Everyone's telling you how great it is. You see other people doing it and you think, why not? The material is already there. It's free. Let me do it. And initially, you really like that. It seems so easy. You're enjoying the view. And then slowly the foundation cracks. The waves hit you. They break away your house. You realize you have not 2 neighbors, but 500. And slowly your experience gets worse and worse. And you are constantly trying to keep this house up. That is what it's like to only rely on social media. You need to have a deeper foundation and a really more concrete plan in order to get clients in other ways. So let's talk about how to not have that house on the sand sink. First, biggest one I will always recommend is podcasting. Podcasting is having incredible growth. If you look at the numbers, it's estimated this year, 2024, 500 million listeners, which is the same number that Instagram had of users in 2016. Now think back to 2016. If you had the right approach to get on Instagram, be an influencer, where would you be today? Not necessarily the same growth speed. I'm not claiming that, but I'm saying it's this untapped market that you can really get into. And the best thing about podcasting is you don't need to have your own show. It actually makes more sense in the beginning, especially to be a guest. Now, I'm running a masterclass, if you see this on time, on May 21st, completely free, on how to be a podcast guest on the best fit show for you, how to find those shows, how to get on them. And most importantly, because this is something many people don't get, how can you get those listeners to come over and buy from you? what can you do? So if you catch this episode in time, you can sign up for that masterclass. You can sign up on her first 3 years. You'll also see a link here. And you can go in and join me in this where I will explain all of it, how to do it. Now, talking about podcast guesting. Why podcast? Why do it? I've always already explained the growth, but the big thing about podcasts are the engagement is much higher. Imagine these people, listeners, every week, they come in, they listen to their favorite shows, sometimes for years. My shows have been going on my first podcast for years. Listeners come every week, they listen, sometimes up to an hour. That's the kind of engagement you're getting. So there's a deeper connection built when you're on a podcast and you can have a conversation with someone who listeners already trust. So you immediately get that credibility, you immediately get that access, and you can also really narrow in on the right kind of listener for you. So picking a show that's highly aligned. The other huge benefit of podcasting is your episode is up on the internet for months and years, which means people can continually find you through SEO. This is a big, big benefit because when you create an Instagram reel, there's no guarantee that someone's going to find that even next week. Okay. So this is why you really want to think about how can I diversify, and podcasting is a huge way. Now, the last thing I'll be saying about it related to the engagement is that the ability or the predisposition of people, the willingness to buy from what they hear on a show is very high. Spotify runs a trends report every year. 2023 was the last one. They found that 58% of listeners, so more than half, are willing to go to an advertisement and buy that they heard from their show. And an advertisement is not just for that special cream. It is also for you and your services if you're on the show. What I've seen with my own show is that I can have product placement, sure, but that never works as well as when the actual person comes on the show and then also talks about their product. It's just an immediate connection is formed. So that's where I really want to encourage you to do this. And if you haven't thought about it, the number one thing to do right now is make a goal. Every single month, you will get on one show. If that seems too ambitious, make it every 2 months you will get on one show as a guest. Because the more you can do this as your regular marketing strategy, the more you're going to get access to these clients. And then the last thing related to that, lots of people skip this, is you really want to have in mind a concrete offer for those listeners. What is the free stepping stone that they hear your message, it's a natural fit, and then they want to come over to you? It could be a challenge, it could be a PDF, it could be your own podcast, but it's got to be something of value and or really easy for them to do. So think about those things. You know, what are one or two things I could offer? And also, how can I get on different shows? If you want help with this, watch the masterclass. It will make a big difference. If you're doing it on your own, start by looking through some shows on Spotify or Apple and see what aligns with what you do. Now, next way to get clients without social media is email. I know some of you are going to think, yeah, I know about email. Email marketing, whatever, I know it, it doesn't work. Everyone says this, right? But I think the biggest problem with email marketing, and this is something that I'm going to help you through with this, is we tend to just focus on building our list. There's so many courses on how do you build your list, get more emails, more. But the problem is those people are not always super qualified. They don't necessarily buy from you. Have you had the experience where you send out an email and no one opens it? And part of the problem here is because of how we've been taught to write them. So I did this too. When I even just, I guess it would have been 4 years ago, I had this huge email list that I had built up organically through YouTube and also through Facebook ads. It's around 10,000 people. I thought that, okay, I'm going to put an offer for my wellness program that was selling at the time, and I'm going to get so many people. The open rate was 7%. 7% is horrible. So the first problem I had here is nobody was even opening my emails. They were getting lost. I wasn't doing subject lines well. Maybe they read them in the past and they thought there's nothing of value here. They were bad. And so I cleared up that list And I looked at how can I get people to keep opening? First step, let people know what to expect. Every single week, the same time, the same day, you send out your email so they come to make it part of their routine. But make it so that they always know what's inside of it. It's never this relay game of, oh, am I going to get sold to? Am I going to get a bad story? Am I going to get like, make it so they know what to expect. So I created this format where every week I told a story related to whatever the pitch was, but valuable, interesting story. Then I featured different people in my industry. So I was in wellness. I would feature books. I would feature nutritionists, giving value again, recommendations. And then I would have a pitch. So I completely changed from selling in an entire email to 25% maybe was selling, but it was all very natural. And my open rate jumped to 49%. And it held that way for 3 years. Think about what is an interesting story or something to get someone engaged that I can tell. What are some recommendations or something of value? And then what's the natural pitch here? When you're launching, okay, fine, you sell, but you want people to keep opening stuff up and clicking through. So changing the way that you do email is really important. Is write an email and say, I'm sorry I've been doing this, whatever. I'm going to shift this approach starting next week. Here's what you're going to see so people know. And you will find that the rate shoots up, more eyes, more people buying. And the best thing about email is it's a direct line of communication. Final note on email. This is something that I wish I had done sooner. Email has so much data for you. It shows you what your clients want and like and need. And you can segment, really personalize their experience based on this. It doesn't matter if you have 20 people on your list or 200,000. This is very helpful. When you're segmenting, you want to start keeping track of what are individuals interested in. If I have an email and I have a link in there for one of my blog posts on spinning, right? If it's a fitness one, then someone clicks on that, they have a tag. I know that this person is interested in spinning. Thinking about those tags, how you can segment the user behavior, because otherwise all you're going to see is how many people are opening my email and you have no idea what they like and you have no idea what they're clicking on. So really segment and add tags wherever you can. You don't need to have a million tags. You know, you can just do it initially and delete old ones, but this will really help you to get clear on what you're doing. Now, the last one is something that you will be familiar with, but I'm going to make a really strong case for it. And I'm also going to propose a different way to think about it. And that is collaborations and partnerships. This could be with brands or with other people in your industry. A podcast is an example of a collaboration when there's a guest on the show. So you see, like, there's different ways to do this. A workshop hosted together, a shared Instagram reel is a collaboration. There's many ways to do this, including with social media, but also without running an event together. The benefit is this. I will tell you that in 11 years as an entrepreneur, I grew the most in the last 4 or 5 because I focused on collaborations. Before that, I wasn't doing it, but you really need it to grow. Anyone who's growing, anyone who's getting clients easier and more passively is doing it through partnership because you get access to another audience that already trusts that person and you skip a lot of the in-between of creating a relationship with a potential client. It's just like if you meet someone randomly and they ask you on a date, you may or may not say yes. If that person was introduced to you by a friend, you are more likely to say yes. And also the way that interaction goes is likely to be different, you know, on best behavior sometimes. So you can see how this is also really helpful. And where we often go wrong is we wait for people to approach us about collaborations, or we think it can only be high level. I have to do it with the biggest brand. I have to do it with the biggest influencer. You can do same level, you can do smaller. It's not about the size of that person's community, it's about the engagement level. And I have seen again and again with the guests that come on my show that the smaller audiences that are really engaged get the most downloads. So don't feel like, well, who's going to want to collaborate with me? Or I need to go for this person. It's not true. Really look at who is in your network that you follow, you're interested in. This is where you can use social media well. Connect. Do something together. And it can help you get closer to your audience. You are reducing your costs. You're reducing the time that it takes to produce something. And you are also able to bring in someone that has a strength where you may not, or an audience that you haven't yet tapped. So for example, one of the big things that I did a few years ago is I did a workshop series with another person in my space, but she was focused more on mindfulness and meditation, which wasn't my area, related to wellness, to fitness. And we were able to together create this community which had her people and mine. Those are ones that I would not have had access to had we not partnered up. So thinking about every single month, what is one collaboration I can do? That might be being on a podcast. Again, come to my workshop, I'll show you how. There are many ways for you to grow, and it doesn't have to be just with social media. This house again, we go back to that house on the sand. If you do podcast guesting, for example, you're creating a strong foundation. You're not just resting on the sand. It's a deep connection. If you are doing email marketing, you have those steel beams reinforcing the house. If you are doing collaborations, you are sharing fertile lands with your neighbors instead of everyone trying to just take out crops and everything is dying. It is much more enjoyable and interesting to do this way to get business. And it even makes social media more fun, because the wrong way to do social media is if you're just depending on it as your one sole prayer, the only thing that's going to work for you. Because that means every time someone doesn't like your video, they don't comment, you get 100 views. It makes your mindset feel worse. It depletes your energy and you don't show up as powerfully. If social media is one small aspect of what you do, you diversify, it doesn't have the same impact. And I'm going to finish with how to think about social media instead. Because I do believe, of course, it's valuable. Of course, you can use it to sell. And if it is something that you do want to grow, someone I do recommend is Carla Biesinger. You can find out more about her programs, about Instagram, on her first 3 years website, /grow. She's got also a masterclass where she kind of walks you through how to use Instagram a little bit more mindfully. The way to shift this though, so it's not so stressful, is stop thinking about your ego. Stop thinking about getting X amount of views or how many likes. Stop thinking about what's just trending content. If your goal is not to just grow on Instagram, then you don't need to think this way. Produce content you like. Make it original. Even Instagram now is shifting towards that, prioritizing original creators. Take it so that it's about building awareness. It's about selling what you have. It's about having DM connection to your potential clients and clients. It is a space for you to connect. It is not your only way to do business. And that will relieve so much pressure. It will help you create better. It will help you show up in your business more. And you will stop wasting time on this content creation all the time that could be used instead towards building your business. To sum it up again, your goal every month or two, get on a podcast, a good fit one for you. Don't worry about the size, just worry about the engagement. Number two, change the way you market in your emails. Be consistent every week, same time, same day. Let your people know that you're going to be doing this. And then lastly, find one partnership or collab per month. All of this is going to help you grow much more than if you just focus on producing for socials. All of it. because it is incredibly valuable to be on them. And I'm not saying it's not, but I know people who have grown without them, without even having an Instagram account. In fact, we're going to have a guest on the show who talks about this very soon. And I want you to know that because your business is not being an influencer. You can do more than that. And it just requires thinking a little bit more creatively about how you get clients. Reminder to get those 17 ideas to get clients without ads or Instagram guide. You can find that on Her First 3 Years website, completely free. And then if you hear this episode in time, May 21st, free masterclass, how to be a powerful podcast guest and get clients in 30 days. I will actually show you how you do it in 30 days. Thank you so much for listening. If you've been enjoying the show, please let us know, leave a review, and I will see you in the next one. If you've been enjoying this show, please leave a review. You are a business person. You know how it is. This is how we grow, how we continue to help, is by supporting one another. If you could leave in the review what episode has helped you the most or what you've been learning, and heck, you can even put in what you do. You know, might as well put yourself out there. And I will see you in the next one.